Donald Trump was expected to moderate his views on immigration during a speech in Phoenix last night. Instead, he continued to depict illegal immigrants as criminals who bring violence and economic hardship to the country. Three WNYC reporters watched the speech with conservative New Yorkers to gauge their reactions. We start with Stephen Nesson, who Skyped with a Trump supporter while she live-streamed the speech on her phone.
36-year-old Jacqueline Guillen is a securities lawyer and lives in Manhattan. And this was the Trump speech she'd been waiting for.
That was really good. I was surprised that he went so far. I thought he was going to flake out. You know, there was all the weeble wobbling during the week.
Guillen is the child of immigrants from El Salvador. She's proud that her parents came to the country legally. And she's angry about people she knows, personally, family members, who've come to the country illegally. I spoke with her over Skype as she rode in a van. She was out late because she was driving around the city dropping off a group of immigrant women she teaches entrepreneurial skills to.
I actually help people regardless of their background.
During the speech, she watched with a furrowed brow, chewing on her lower lip. She often pumped her fist and responded directly to Trump.
Yes. Hey, they keep having babies.
When Trump says there could be more than 30 million illegal immigrants in the country, she shakes her head and calls the situation a hot mess. When Trump asks what's wrong with our politicians that they let thousands of Syrians into the country, again?
A hot mess. Gotta go.
Guillen admits Trump's policies seem harsh, but it's necessary medicine.
It sounds so nasty to say it because the politically correct thing would be to say, oh, but you know, peace and love, one beautiful country, everybody comes in. You know, you have, you share. But the reality is that it comes to a point where you don't have any more to share.
Needless to say, her vote is hard sealed. I'm Stephen Nesson.
And I'm Ilya Meritz at the Staten Island Ferry Terminal, where time is measured in 30-minute increments in between the boats. If you miss the 9:30 ferry, you might as well wait over a beer at the Brass Tap, like Mark is doing. He's a driver, calls himself an independent conservative, though he doesn't much care for the man on the TV screen.
I take anything he says with a grain of salt.
How come?
He keeps on changing his opinion and changing what he's saying all the time. You don't know what to believe with the man.
He says he'll probably vote Hillary in November. Staten Island, where Mark lives, is the borough with the highest concentration of Republicans. And most people, pro or con, seem to already have fully formed opinions of Donald J. Trump.
Is there anything that he could say that would get your vote?
Man, I have no idea. I mean, a lot of things you'd have to say, really, you know.
Chris Collazo is working in New York, but he's actually from California. He often votes Republican, but is not a Trump fan. Though on tonight's issue, immigration, you'll hear Trump out.
You can't just have open borders. I do agree with that fact, you know. I don't think open borders is the way to do anything. That's not security by any means. I mean, ISIS could jump across the border in a moment's notice because they know we have a vulnerable border, right? So that's an issue.
And now, Chris has some place to go. In between the boats, Trump didn't seem to persuade too many people to give him a fresh look. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.
I'm Janet Babin in Lower Manhattan. I watched Trump's speech with Adolfo Perez. He's lived in the Bronx for several decades and is originally from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Now he works as a handyman in an apartment building. Perez says he waited 5 years to enter the U.S. and then 5 more years to become a U.S. citizen. Initially, he supported Democrats and says he felt pressure from neighbors and family to support liberal candidates. But over the years, as his 7 children have grown up, he says his political outlook has turned conservative. Initially, he supported Trump until he made degrading comments about the Mexican people. And while this speech may not have changed his mind, he did become passionate about Trump's promise to deport criminals back to their original countries.
But are people who come here to delinquish, to rob, to kill people? No, you got to send those people back. And there shouldn't be no sanctuary cities. You are bad, you should go back to your country. And, I loved him saying and reiterating that.
Perez did roll his eyes when he heard Trump use cliches, like saying 100% after he talked about building the wall. But this new Trump, he says, was more presidential, more even-toned, and just may get Perez's vote this November. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.